Coaches, entrepreneurs, high performers, and all those who are striving to make a positive impact on your community, welcome to Elevate. I'm your coach, Colin Mason, and my mission is to help you feel more in control. Expect to see massive growth in your mindset. Expect to see a difference in your energy levels, and expect to discover how to create and maintain positive momentum. This podcast is designed to deliver action-packed strategies to help you systematically produce results that align with your ultimate vision. I can't wait to get started. Let's go. What's up? Welcome to Elevate. This is your host, Colin Mason, episode 183. Very quick message for you today. I want this to be a quick hitter. I want this to be just a quick reminder to make decisions that the future version of yourself is going to be happy about. About three summers ago, I had the opportunity to stay up at school where I was working, and I had a car, and I wanted to make, my goal was to make $20,000 in the summer. And I wanted to do that working for myself and kind of making my own schedule. And so I got scrappy. I got really resourceful, and I found people, local people in the area, and I started doing yard work for them. I started doing odd jobs. And what I did is I started networking, and I basically, whenever I finished a job, I said, do you have any neighbors or any friends that are in need of a service like this? And I started to build out my network, and I ended up having like 25 people, something crazy, 25 homes that I would do yard work and do odd jobs for. And I did it from 6 a.m, as soon as the sun came up, all the way until the sun went down and I couldn't do it anymore. And I did this 7 days a week, and I saved a crap ton of money. And I did that for a reason. I wanted to start a business. I wanted to start getting into entrepreneurship, and I wanted to get out of survival mode. And so I made short-term sacrifices by working like 90 hours a week. It was crazy what I was doing. I made a short-term sacrifice in that moment for my future self. I wanted the future version of myself to look back and be proud of the decisions and the actions that I was taking. And so today it's a good reminder to ask yourself, like, am I making the decisions that the future version of myself is going to be proud of and happy with? And it's as simple as, actually, you know, it's, I heard this thing a while ago, and it was basically that what the life you're living right now is an accumulation of the decisions that you made a year ago. So all the decisions you made a year ago led you to this moment that you're living in right now. And so what is powerful about that is that you can start making decisions today that will impact you a year from today. And so you have the power is in your hands to start making decisions and to start taking actions that the future version of yourself 12 months from now will experience. And so is that aligned? Do you have a vision, and are your actions aligned with that vision that you have for yourself 1 year from today? And if they're not, that's okay. Let's make an adjustment. Let's start to take more aligned action. Let's start to take imperfect action, and let's start moving towards that version of ourselves. Because the reality is, if we are not living the life that we want to live right now, and we keep doing the same things, we're going to be in the same place at which we started. Talk to you soon. Much love.